Last Thursday, a coalition of South Sudan civil society activists, academicians, lawyers, and others called on citizens to stand up for their rights. There have been no protests in Juba or other towns across the country in response to the coalition's call. The coalition, calling itself the People's Coalition for Civil Action, said South Sudanese are fed up with the current government's leadership. The group said unless South Sudanese rise up against the failures of the current government, the country risked sliding back into a political crisis. The group said South Sudanese need to take control of the country, adding that citizens have been disappointed with the way leaders of the transitional government have run the country for the past 10 years. Pokboth Baluang, who is SPLMIO Information Director and Acting Press Secretary in the office of the first Vice President Riek Machar, says the Vice President welcomes the coalition's support in bringing stability to the country. He says calling for an uprising is not the answer.
Now what we want is stability. We believe that all these groups, they just add their voices to our voices as the SPLMIO on how to call the other parties to the agreement, to have a political will to implement this peace agreement. We believe this is the right way to attain peace in our country, not through the uprising, because that might have different implications that we don't need at the moment. The people of South Sudan, they need stability. The people of South Sudan need security. The people of South Sudan need peace.
Baluang admits some of the concerns raised by civil society activists last week are legitimate because the implementation of the peace agreement is not meeting the timelines the parties it agreed to. He says the SPLMIO is committed to fully implementing the deal, which he describes as the only way to remedy of all the problems facing the country.
I believe that the groups that's calling whatever that they have discussed to, this is sort of way of expressing their grievances because the agreement is not going smoothly. But in our part, we would like to adhere and reconfirm our commitment to implement it in letter spirit.
South Sudan Information Minister Michael Makwe says the new coalition is nothing more than a handful of people who are not representative of the country's population.
It is not a coalition, but four people who have decided to call themselves think tanks and academia. We don't have any think tanks here in South Sudan, by the way. One person does not represent the academia in any way. Two, there is somebody who calls himself a civil society. Raja Mohandis does not represent the whole civil society, but he represents him because he belongs to one of the civil society organizations. The think tank, Abraham Awoli, if he is a think tank, then he should tell us which think tank is he representing. Will have an intellectual group who authorized him to write and sign on behalf of the intellectuals. It was a church, South Sudanese diaspora. After all, where are they assembled?
All of the people that Makwe mentioned by name are respected citizens in their fields of expertise. Baluang says the implementation of the deal is more spoken and written about than carried out in practice. He says that's because the government faces three main challenges.
One of them is the lack of fund. Two, it's the lack of political will from some of our partners in the agreement. And third, it's the pandemic, the COVID-19. These are mainly the reasons, among other reasons, that made the implementation process is slow or crippled.
For VOA News, I am Onen Walter Solomon in Juba.